Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Dual Candle Radio with Lenora Sarver. Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I pray and hope everyone is doing well. For me, it's been a week. Everybody I've worked around this week has been sick. So we're on a late start today. But one thing about God, it doesn't matter what condition your flesh is in. You come to Him. You lift up your prayer. Lord, I need you to take over right here, right now. And He takes over. And He empowers you to do the impossible until His work is done. Then, it's back to being human. Back to the flesh and the struggles we're in. But the only way we escape this physical reality is to enhance our spiritual state and overcome it. Some say it's mind over matter. It's spirit over flesh. Plain and simple. Either way, the God I serve, hopefully it's the same as you serve, will see you through. Will make a way out of no way. No matter how you're feeling, press on. And that's what I'm doing. Now, I wasn't planning on doing another additional update on the 8 degree stuff in February, but now we have news stories. And we'll go over that. But first thing first is everything that's going on right now with the flooding, with, you know, everything that I have spoken over the last couple months, the back and forth weather. And with the back and forth weather, we've got to literally put 2 plus 2 together here and get 4. Not 2, not 3, not 1, but 4. Whenever you have hot and cold mixing like this, you are going to have tornadoes, okay? Just know. This is the recipe for that. I don't need to even get on here and say, hey, we have tornadoes coming. They are out of season. It's going to be year-round. And this is what it is. We are about ready to wrap this up, though. But we still have a little bit of time left before I can even begin prophesying the next phase. So I kind of have to keep this inside until this happens. So, everything we see right now going on is going to continue for a little bit longer. We have basically it's like a tug of war with the seasons. Because none of the seasons really know what their timing is anymore. They have lost their way. And I don't know about you, but I've definitely looked outside. And I saw the birds go north, and I saw the birds go south, and I saw the birds go north again because they don't know which way to go. That is a sign. Not a sign of augury. Not a sign of divination. But a sign that they have lost their way because of the hectic weather patterns. This is how much the world becomes out of sync whenever it loses its core structure of operation, and that is where we are. So, this has got a little bit longer, and like I've said time and time before, summer's gonna win. We have the three seasons we'll be dealing with for the next little bit. And I know a lot of you are like, oh my God, there's snow in the forecast again. Yes, there is snow in the forecast again. We actually have snow coming to Northeast Ohio. We have a couple inches. Yeah. It's just as God had said. That it will be differences in the temperature. And nothing will stop those differences. You would think, you know, today, here in Cleveland, 62, 65 degrees. And the farmers I know you're struggling trying to figure out when to plant, how to attend your crops. You are going to have to go with a controlled climate. You cannot put them outside and expect to keep your crop. You will lose your money, your investments. I am warning you now. Get with a controlled climate type of atmosphere and start dropping in your seed. You can drop in your seed ahead of time with that type of atmosphere. But depending on the soil right now is going to cause loss if you plant outside. Everyone is expecting a beautiful spring, you know, things coming to life. There's a possibility. But there are things that, because the cycles are mixed up and losing its sync, they will not be able to grow and produce as they normally would. You're not going to get the time spans or the length that you need. So, look into controlled climate growing for this time. We'll worry about next year when we get there. Right now, it's trying to stay afloat in a world that is not welcoming you right now. So, with that, we'll take a look at some of the news feeds. It said, let's see. So far, we have, like, several different news articles that are talking about, like, February's extreme weather and climate events reshaped U.S. winter. That's Axios. But I'm going to go ahead and look at Deseret News on MSN.com. And it basically says that we just had the hottest February ever recorded. Now, a couple months ago, when people, you know, were contacting and asking about winter and stuff like that, and God wasn't really talking about winter. He was mostly talking about winter in places that never get winter, just to blow the records off the scales. And here we are. We had record heat. And then I was looking at the weather map today from this app. And we have, let's see, South America, the entire continent, is practically around 100 degrees. An entire continent. Now, I hope that the meteorologists are looking at this. Because this is what's coming. Once it goes over to Spain, then you will see what is coming this way. You have all the way around the globe right now a ring, and it's a hot ring heating up the oceans. I mean, some of the ocean temps in some of these areas are right around 100 degrees. There goes mass fish deaths. With that will be an evil red tide that will be toxic for miles. This is the recipe coming into play. And it's not for our safety. Get ready now, while you can. Because we are running out of time for this part. But then whenever you look over this news article, it says, and this was actually posted, let me see, 1 hour ago. And it says, we just had the hottest February ever recorded, according to the new data from the European Union's Climate Change Monitoring System, per CBS News. It broke the previous record from 2016, according to the Washington Post. The Associated Press reports that February 2024 had an average temperature of 56.37 degrees Fahrenheit, just an eighth of a degree higher than the previous record, 2016. The ocean was also very hot. Now, aside from this article, what God was showing me today whenever I was praying over what I was seeing in this weather map, he says what we're going to see is the ring around the globe is going to expand over the next 6 months. As it expands, there will be no break. Everything will dry up. and extreme intensity. This is why we need to be collecting our water. We need to be getting our reservoirs full. There was even news stories in here earlier when I was talking about the last 2 years in California had sealed up the droughted conditions over there. But this is set to change and be greatly challenged. Heads up. Heads up. So with all this, and they're saying right here, the cause for most of this heat is human-caused climate change, according to AP, which includes burning coal, oil, and natural gas that then release carbon dioxide and methane. But some heat is also created by the El Nino. Aside from this, I've had people who have contacted me on the site, and they're like, what do we do? All we know is oil and gas. What do we do? Well, you're going to have to change and go with the time. Now, if that's all you know, and this is like anything else in life, you never put all your eggs in one basket. That's one of the things my grandpa always told me. He says, you never get all your money in one place. Always spread the sources out. This way, you are not a slave to the grind and the paycheck schedule. You have abilities to receive what you need throughout the month, throughout the year, because you are obtaining from multiple sources. You have got to expand your territory here. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, because whenever that basket breaks, there goes all of your eggs. Hello. That's the best way I can tell any of you. But here, I like how they say this is human caused. It may be human caused, but it is also human caused whenever we refuse to step up and see what we can do about this. That is also human caused. But instead of playing the who's to blame game, your focus needs to be on survival. Because we're getting ready to come to a point to where either you already have a plan in place or you're going to be a statistic. This is where we're headed, folks. And it's not a matter of, oh, well, we can buy time. There is no time to buy here. God has been warning the people for some time. And then, you know, if you keep on reading the article, it just talks about, you know, the chance for cooler temps, stuff like that. We're not even going to be thinking about cooler temps until into probably, what, December? Because what we have coming this summer is going to heat up more than what we had last summer. And we'll be contending with that throughout next year, just as we did this past year. It's going to get ugly. And we need people on board strategizing how to survive instead of passing the buck. Oh, this isn't real. Oh, it's just another agenda from the elite. Okay. All right. Tell that to your flooded backyard. It's not going to work. Step up. But as of right now, that concludes the weather recap and update. And just to give you guys an extra little, you know, fire under your bottoms, we got to get it together. You know, there needs to come a point where we don't care what the naysayers are saying. We don't care what those people who have no intention of doing anything are saying. Let them become a statistic. Let them fall by the wayside. You just keep your focus and keep strategizing different things. Be right back. All right. Now for the Israel update. This is going to be an interesting balance that I'm doing right now because I have several stories I'm going to try to combine all into this. First things first. Unfortunately, last night I missed the State of the Union address for Biden. You know, I'm sorry. I was stuck working. I just want to say that what pieces I did get from it, I really didn't focus too much on what was said. And, you know, I'm sorry. But I did pray over what I did watch today. And basically what God is saying is, whether people are ready for this or not, whether they agree with it or not, Biden is actually going to be going down in history as a monumental president. Okay, so I know that's not good news for everybody, but this is what's happening. This is what's going to happen. And that's what I was seeing hanging over him whenever I was watching him talk and go around shaking hands with people. Now, this doesn't promote the best kudos for me or anybody else, but it's not about that. I could care less. I think, you know, one thing I've voiced in the show all the way around is I'm doing God's work. Point blank. So, what we have is, I've been watching the airdrops and stuff like that. They worked. But then also, we had some other news articles that I did not write down that were contributing information to the extent of, well, it's very difficult to, you know, get aid in there. Oh, really? Oh, what do you think Israel's going through? You know, it's okay for, you know, people to cast stones, but whenever they try to do what they're yelling at Israel for, and they find out it's not as easy as it looks, but it was possible. Now, with the aid, let me pull up this one. Al Jazeera Global News is what I'm looking at. And it is the Israel-Hamas war. Which countries have sent aid to Gaza so far? This is awesome. Thank you guys for stepping up. This is an answered prayer of mine. I've been wondering, how long is it going to take before other countries are saying, hey, how can we help? Instead of casting stones and trying to blame everything on Israel, here's the thing. Imagine if your sons or daughters got kidnapped, and then instead of them trying to help you find your sons or daughters, they're blaming you for it. Every step of the way. Come on, people. Where is your heart? Where is your basic compassion for human life? I guarantee you now, if it was your son or daughter, you wouldn't be sitting back like this. But it's just because it's the Jewish people, isn't it? Stop it. We are all human. We all have to answer to God. So, it goes on to say in this article, two convoys of humanitarian aid recently entered Gaza through the Rafah border crossing during Israeli bombing. Now, what's so nice about this is we have an entire list that are sending aid. And this is good. This is good. And I'm glad to see that the UN is helping. Now, another story that I wanted to bring to the attention here says, and this is the Jerusalem Post, and let's see when it was. I don't see immediately when it was posted. Okay, March 8th, 2024. It's talking about the deaths triggered a debate over the IDF tactics. Why were IDF troops sent to clear out buildings when those same buildings could be leveled from the air? Look, here's where we have to stop a minute. There is really no how-to manual to follow in handling this without some kind of criticism. But I want to tell you now, Israel, I want you to take a moment, pat yourselves on the back at how far you have come. look back and take into consideration. Even let it lead to a heart revelation of how God has been there. I know you do not have your hostage yet. And Hamas is hoping for a worldwide jihad March 10th. And that's why he's holding off on these hostages. If the jihad does not take place, per se, by chance, for whatever reason, what's the next call? Because he knows, this group knows, the ending is coming. And the only way they are going to stay afloat is to keep those hostages hanging over your heads. This is where we are. Here, the actual name of the article that I'm reading here says, Rethinking Israel's Dependence on U.S. Arms Amid Change in U.S. Public Opinion. Okay, you cut all that out. Cut all that out. Opinions are going to change back and forth. They are like buttholes. Everyone has one. Do we have to stop our flow, our roll for them? No, we do not. Proceed forth, finish it. Okay? As far as dependence, this is one thing I had to learn very early on in life. You don't depend on nobody but God. But if they're going to be there extending their hand, take it. But keep focusing solely on God. God will sort out them. Because if anybody knows by now, giving to Israel is an utmost blessing. Don't give, don't get the blessing. Don't help, where's your help when you need it? A lot of this is going to be paying it forward from a lot of these countries surrounding. Yet, don't throw in the towel quite yet. Maintain a balance. And it's going to hurt at times. It is going to hurt. But your soul dependence comes from God, comes from Hashem Adonai. That is where it comes from. And he uses the worst of people at times to bring help and relief. But still, even those who refuse him, he still uses them. Whether they realize it or not, that is an interesting observance. So, as you can tell so far, you've been picked apart, you've stayed strong. You've been criticized up one end, down the other. You've stayed strong. You have been threatened and demeaned and all other forms of just negativity. But you have stayed strong. Accredit the strength of your stance to God. He will see you through. I'm not even going to finish this article. But we get the point across. Do not wear yourselves down in any sort of pride by thinking, oh, I don't need them. You already know. You know. You know what you're dealing with ahead of time. So, sometimes you got to milk the goats. Doesn't mean you have to drink it. Use it for what it's for. Now, I have another one with The Guardian, and it says, UN finds convincing information that Hamas raped and tortured Israeli hostages. See, this is where, and this is actually published March 4th, 2024. This is where, per se, for example, if I was an actual conspiracy theorist, you know, I know I get on here and I talk about being self-proclaimed prophet. I am, you know, actually credentialed into the office of a prophet. Do they recognize me? Do I recognize it? I have not recognized any kind of paper from man since I've started. I have recognized God. And I have just listened and been obedient to him. Now, here's the catch. If he goes and he tells me to prophesy a certain event, etc., and it falls back on me, that's the cost and the chance I take for stepping out for God. And guess what? I'm ready to endure it, because that's how he raised me. But per se, if none of the visions that I have spoke, nothing ever came true, then yeah, they could actually take me out, shut down Dual Candle Radio for spreading lies. But I believe, to this day, that the reason why in October God had told me and showed me through visions what was going on to the Israeli people by the hand of Hamas. And now they see convincing information. It was meant for the world. Because if they're going to stick their nose in Israel's business and try to tell Israel how to defend themselves, at least get the facts. And those facts are brutal realities and atrocities that these people have been forced to go through in the process of all this. All the way while the world continues to gaslight the globe into believing a false agenda, a false narrative. Folks, God wanted this to be brought forth, because at this time, with everything going on, everything masquerading and parading and sidestepping and getting people to look everywhere else but where they need to be, so they can make informed decisions properly. The details and knowledge of what was going on underground behind closed doors against these hostages would have been kept silent. They would not have known until the hostages were finally released, and this could be years. God did not wish for Israel to suffer this. So here we are. But now, because of this, the UN is seeing how evil the stuff is. And all I can do is thank God. That's all I can do. I'm not gloating over here. I'm not one-upping because, hey, here's another prophecy that God told me through a vision that's coming to pass. This is the last thing I ever want to get happy about. It just reinforces my love and trust for God. I don't need anything else. I have found my treasure in this life. Amen. But it goes on to say in this article, UN Special Envoy on Sexual Violence in Conflict has reported clear and convincing information that some women and children, hostages held by Hamas, have been subjected to rape and sexualized torture, and that there were reasonable grounds to believe such abuses were ongoing. I've told you in episodes before that some of these women would be the last to be turned over because they were being used for this activity. They are going to need intense counseling. And the world needs to pull together in prayer for healing to fall over them so they can pick up the pieces of what is left and try to move forward with their lives, if they even can. Trauma is an evil thing, and it doesn't just end after the hostages have been released. It doesn't just end when the circumstance is over. It lives on and repeats itself in the minds of those who were forced into this. This is where a great amount of support needs to step in. For the benefit of healing, not for self-serving, not for entertainment, but for healing. And like I've said, especially in the last episode, we got a little ways to go. And the reason why Hamas is not sticking to a deal is because he has other plans. He wants to see the world awaken. But, as with that prophet that they follow, Ramadan is supposed to be self-reflection and peace. But I'm not their boss. I'm just the messenger and voice of God to the world at this time. Call it a modern day Esther. But I am fighting and I am praying for the sake of Israel, and they will continue on to retrieve their victory. And in my book, and from what God has told me, he is pleased at the stance, and he is going to continue giving them strength to endure and gain that victory. The Jews will not be overcome at this time. And that's all I have to say about the Israel update for this time. Just keep pressing forward. You're going to have a lot of faces come up and scare you. You're going to have a lot of threats. But just remember, the God you serve knows otherwise. Stay strong. All right, it's actually been a while since I did a recap or any kind of update on social media stuff, because as you know, throughout last year, you know, I did a lot about censorship, being shadow banned, how I'm permanently banned off of TikTok. And, you know, this isn't just something new. You know, this has been going on for a while. You know, because I went into prayer over it, trying to figure it out, and God reminded me. He says, you remember when your website was number one in the world for prophecy? I was like, yeah. And he goes, remember how every country allowed your website except for China? I said, yeah. He says, remember how you went on World Harvest shortwave radio? And unfortunately, they couldn't stop the dew in the air, so there was your ministry in that region. I said, yeah. He says, those who are effective, who have an effective voice for God, they don't want. It goes against the agenda. I'm like, yeah, well, that's really not my problem. I'm just serving you, God. I have to answer to you, God. He says, I know. And this is why I don't worry about it too much. But I'm going to tell it like it is today. Here, just today. You know, just in the news feed that I have right here in front of me. It talks about House panel unanimously and approves bill that could ban TikTok. Let me just put it point blank. Imagine if America was your enemy. And you wanted a bird's eye view on how they live, how they conduct themselves, how they don't cross their T's or dot their I's. How they have no issue putting everything out there to where the average scammer can just connect it all together, and next thing you know, they've got your credit. They've got credit cards. They have loans and everything else. Because you didn't know how to restrain yourselves or even know the vile intentions of those watching your video. You just felt famous. And that's all that mattered, is you felt famous. Yeah. See where it got you? So that's where we are. Every time we get on TikTok, we are basically letting the enemy know what we're doing, what we're planning. And they have an edge on us. So if you want to fall victim, keep it in the hands of China. You know, let them observe every little thing we're doing. If you don't want to fall victim, then we may want to move forward with this bill to ban TikTok. Just saying. But then we have, you know, a couple other news stories. The ones that I'm reading off of right now is CNN on MSN, and it was post 22 hours ago. But then we have President Biden would ban TikTok, but candidate Biden is using it for his campaign. Well, you know, just let them know what you're doing. That way they have a better edge and they can prepare better. But, you know. Then we have Furious Congress by Axios. Plows forward with TikTok bill after user revolt. Well, it's pretty doggone addictive. Yeah. That's why it's so difficult for people to put it down. But that was what the intention was. To create something addictive. Because you're on a different level of weakness whenever there's addiction tied into it. Just saying. Then we have another news story, all hip-hop, 17 hours ago. I just had to just laugh when I read this, because it's talking about Trump labels Mark Zuckerberg as Zucker Schmuck in wild rant attacking Joe Biden after the SOTU. And I'm like, seriously? But it's comical to see how these things turn out every time, especially, you know, whenever you pray over them, whenever you lift them up to God's hands, whenever you, you know, you reach your end to yourself in the matter, and then you just lift it up to God and go on. Go on about your business. Now, they're actually talking about, in the House panel bill that they're trying to get approved, is to change ownership. Well, they would literally have to transfer over all the rights, and some of that could be under copyright, some of that could be under different measures, and you're going to have a time doing that. I'm just going to tell you right now. But yet, it could be done. But what we need to do is put curtains over the windows so the enemy doesn't see what we're doing. But whenever we decide to wake up and get that done, is a different story. Because whenever you live in a vain and conceited atmosphere, because that's what it is. You look all over the, you know, social media, everybody's famous, everybody, you know, until the social media network goes down like it did this past week. Then where was your fame? Where was all that money you tied in to advertising across these networks just to have them lock you out of your account and you don't get nothing for that day? Did you get credits? Probably not, because it's only down a couple hours. And some people are like, oh, well, it could be solar flares. Well, yeah. Yeah. That could definitely be, you know, a part of it. But it ought to go and show you that whenever we have a catastrophic moment coming up in the future, and we don't need to hear anything from the peanut gallery, and we want to shut it all down, we can, because it worked. And everybody be logged out, and all the information, especially in your inboxes, especially what you're conducting, whatever you're trying to conspire, etc., will be laid open and bare. Oh, and what about the ones that have hidden agendas, and they don't want to face up, and there's quite a few of you on Facebook, quite a few of you on Instagram, and if you think for a second all that wasn't viewed, or at least retrieved to view later, think again. Oh, how people forget. But it's fun. You're famous. No. Because without the network, you are whatever you have built outside of the network, and nothing more. I would say, don't get too big for your pants. But in actuality, the true operation that we need to be demonstrating all along is humility. When you have humility, and whenever this is stripped away, you still have you. You still have God. And you're not concerned about being praised or lifted up on a pedestal or famous or anything like that. Because for one, it's never promised. You might get it today and they'll hate you tomorrow. People are fickle. And it's never guaranteed. So keep things in perspective. And let's see what comes out with this TikTok stuff, because, you know, a lot of people say, well, you're just against them because they permanently banned you. Well, not necessarily. I see from day one what is going on. I'm just waiting on everybody else to wake up and realize, hey, you're giving the enemy ammo every time you get on there and record something. You better hope your house address isn't in there. You better hope your kids ain't in there. You better hope that your license plates ain't in there. Come on, people. Quit giving it away. Because when everything comes down, whose fault really is it? Yours or theirs? And especially after listening to the show today, and you're still going to... No, I'm not telling you not to go on there. That's your business. That's your free will. Just know what you're doing when you do. Going to take a quick break. Be right back. Got about 20 minutes left of the show. I will say, I've been waiting all week for just a title or a topic or something, and I've tossed many things around all week trying to figure out, okay, what do I speak about? God told me last minute. He says, I want you to tell them. This will be a forum of answering their prayers. He says there are many prayers being lifted up globally, and it's all along the lines of, Lord, help us. Why is everything so bad? And even, why have you allowed such things? His response, He has not allowed this. You have allowed sin in your tents to flourish throughout your lands. And here we are. He spoke and said, the hearts of the people are far from him and are growing colder in a deep, aggravated animosity. And yet, they want to blame God. But he has kept the same stance yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He has remained unchanged. And he has remained steady and solid when those who professed with their lips at one time said, I will never leave you. I am pointed towards you. I am in alignment with you. You are my God and my first love. But then time and circumstance took over and proved that to be questionable. But yet, the same message stands today globally. Repent, and he will heal your land. That is the message. But what all does it mean for the condition of the world? Why, now, more than any other time in the world, do we lift up a cry, but we ignore what he has been telling us all along? He has not changed. He is not bending. Because you feel the times are different from when this was first written. There's nothing new under the sun. The people change before God will. And he sees it. He sees every last one of you. And he's hoping that you will catch yourselves before things are final. Hence the message today. And we're going to be reading out of John. We got 1 John, we got John, we got James, we got Romans. I got just a variety of things here that I would, will be bouncing around in. So there's not going to be a rhyme and a reason here. It's just the same message out of every bit of verses that I'm getting ready to speak applies, and it applies globally. Not just for the United States, not just for the other side of the world, but every single soul residing on this planet right now. That you're looking up and you're wondering, why? Why is this happening? Why can't we stop it? It's amazing on how much sin sears the conscience of the believer. It's amazing in how we're thrown back to a state of spiritual milk when we once understood and embraced the unsolvable mysteries. But yet, we let sin and circumstance take over and throw us back to the state of a babe. Can you see now how you can look up to the heavens and wonder what's going on? Repent, and you will see in clarity. Demonstrate remission, and you will see things come together. But until then, you will be stuck wondering and waiting to see if you will be the next statistic. Hopefully you wake up sooner than that. We have 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. It says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore we know that it is the last hour." And so many people struggle with this, because they're trying to do God's will, but they're getting shut down. They're getting persecuted. They're getting threatened. They're getting cornered. But it says we are hard pressed on all sides, but not crushed. When do we live the message? When does the text in this book come to life as the manual that it is supposed to be? When do we step up and say, "I don't care what they say to me. I'm still going to serve God. I am still going to do His will, no matter what. Do not fear the many faces of men, but fear Him who can destroy both the soul and the body." I tell you right now, working with God, as long as I have, He's scary. He will, if He tells you to do something and you want to go on with your free will and be rebellious, He will create and send circumstance to where your very fears come over you. And then you're wondering, whoa, where's the God I know? He's a God of love. Well, this message isn't supporting my hedonistic lifestyle. Get it in proper perspective. It's time to stop entertaining the goats and start feeding the sheep. But so many people who are professing are getting entangled and caught in the snares of their secret sinful lifestyles. And they're wondering, where has my God gone? Am I left to deal with this? No, you are left to repent and get it right while you still have breath. That is what you're left to do. But too many people, they let what they see with the physical eye impact the next move of the spiritual gift and beauty that God placed inside of you. And then he goes on here, John chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. This is nothing new. And if you are experiencing this, you're in the right direction. Seems bizarre and odd, but we cannot go with the ways of this world. Because one of the things God has you do when you come to Him, when you receive salvation, when you receive the Spirit, the Holy Spirit baptism, is you unlearn the ways of this world. And you take up the ways of God. This is why we have to be reborn. May you hear. And then we have another. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Because right now, being sheep set for the slaughter, or just being another statistic that could have been avoided, here we are, battling, contending. Here's something else. James chapter 4, verse 4, it says, you adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is an enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. You cannot dine at both tables. I know it's tempting. But how are you going to get up and lead your multi-thousand church when you don't even know the way? You strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. It is the blind leading the blind, and all will fall in a ditch. Come out and be separate. And here, 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Can you not see, when you look out across your view of the world today, who owns it? Who is running the world? Well, people would like to say, well, Jesus. Well, Jesus hasn't come down and come back yet. No matter what they're planning, we'll know which one is which. Because God would have opened your eyes. You would have pressed in and received the sight. Especially of discernment. Come out from them. So that you can be effective. Because right now, it's evident. We have lost our flavor. We have lost our salt. And it doesn't have to be like that. Don't be blindsided by the events of prophecy coming to pass. You've been told all along, generation after generation. And now it is happening. Now we are here. And to focus on the kingdom business, the kingdom mind, we have to be separate from the world and actually be okay with it without temptation to go back and try one more time, get a little bit more, get another taste, get bitten once again. John chapter 18, verse 36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from this world. That is the condition of the world today. And the church has been swept up with it, losing its effectiveness, But what are we going to do about this? Are we just going to keep going on, hoping that some miracle takes place and we all open our eyes and act right? Unfortunately, many of you will refuse the message and be swept up as sheep for the slaughter, crying and wondering why. But just remember, it is what you have chosen with your free will. You have the chance now. God is calling worldwide with his love. Make the decision to live and obey his will at all cost, no matter what you're losing. Because with him, you never lose. You gain. What you end up losing is the very thing that offsets you, and that is the pride of the flesh. Because this is what we war against, along with the principalities of the air. It is my prayer that we wake up before it's too late. And with that said, I'll be probably getting my next broadcast out sometime by Thursday, if not on Thursday. Another busy schedule coming up, so we're going to balance as much as we can to keep everything consistent. I encourage everyone today, take a good hard look at yourself. Get your households in order. Get your wicks trimmed. We are not going to have time to loan out oil because people refuse to listen and prepare. Be the one waiting by the door because you will be the ones first in. And as always, it is a blessing to come into your homes every week with some sort of message. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you for following. I want to thank you for sharing, etc. And God bless every one of you. Stay safe and stay with God.